Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jenna.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, what's going on?
Not much. May I ask who's calling?
Sure.
Are you going to answer her?
I don't know. I mean, you can ask.
Oh, you're
Would you
waiting.
like to know who it is?
Who's calling me? What's going on?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, how are you?
Fine. Why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you. His name is Frank.
What?
Yeah. His name is Frank, and you guys recently went to a movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Frank told us that after your date, he's been trying to get a hold of you because he would like to see you again, and you haven't been responding to any of his phone calls or text messages or anything.
My gosh.
So, Frank asked us if we could call you and find out why you don't want to see him again.
There's no way that this is real.
No, this is 100% real. It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Frank wants to know why you're not answering the phone.
Oh my gosh.
So are you laughing at the fact that a radio station is calling you, or just the thought of Frank?
Just that he isn't taking me not calling him back and he's having you guys call me, that's
Yeah.
very
Well, I think he knows that you've blown him off. Now he just wants to know why, so he figured we could maybe find that out. Do you mind telling us a little bit about your date?
funny. Well, I mean, my date wasn't great, but I don't want to like talk behind his back, especially on the radio.
Yeah, but it's really not behind his back if you think about it. He's the one that asked us to make this phone call. It's not like we're doing it out of the blue.
Yeah. Well, maybe don't tell him this exact version, but I just can't go out with a guy that I don't respect.
Whoa, that
Wow.
got more serious than I
Respect?
expected it to. I thought you were gonna say he's got a weird haircut or something.
Why don't you respect him?
I mean, I don't know how much he told you about the date.
Okay, he told us that he took you to a movie, and then there was an awkward moment when he got pulled over for like having a brake light out or something. And then he talked to the cop, got out of the ticket, and when he got back in the car, he said that you were very cold to him. And then you wouldn't kiss him when he dropped you off. And then he said that you haven't answered his phone calls. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you his theory on why he thinks you're not calling him back?
Sure.
Because I guess he's been like racking his brain for reasons. And he was thinking that maybe the cop that pulled you guys over was somebody that you used to date.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so extreme.
So you're laughing at that. I'm guessing that's not the case. You didn't date that cop?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
He just can't figure it out because, according to him, everything was great until he got pulled over, and then after that, you were weird.
Well, he thinks I didn't see what he did, but I saw it.
What did he do?
What?
So we get pulled over. He immediately gets out of the car. I'm like, "What are you doing? Stay in the car." The cop's freaking out. He's telling him to get back in the car.
Really?
Yeah, and then he starts like crying to the cop to
What?
get out of it.
Like tears?
Yes, he's like blubbering. He's like, "Please, officer, I'm on a date and I have all these other tickets and I just really need a break today." It was insane.
I'm picturing a huge scene, like the cop with his gun drawn and him sobbing.
That dramatic, but they just like went to the back of the car and apparently thought I couldn't hear anything, but I heard everything.
So was he, I mean, maybe he was legitimately crying. Some people get really scared and nervous when they get pulled over.
No, because then he gets back in the car and he's all dragging to me, like, "Well, I really, smoothed my way through that, really talked my way out of that one. How impressive is this?"
So he was telling you that when he didn't think that you heard he was crying.
Yeah.
Was he still in tears when he got in the car?
No, I mean, he like, wiped away his eyes, but he was totally, all like smooth soccer, like, "Look what I just did."
Why didn't you just call him out on it?
I don't know why I didn't in the moment, but in my mind, the whole time I'm thinking, "Did you just really cry to get out of the ticket?"
The cop was even like, "This is awkward.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here."
It worked. He didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
I think it's a great move.
Well, yeah, he didn't get a ticket, but he also didn't get a chance to go out with me again.
Well, thank you for telling us your story, Jenna. I do also want to tell you, I hope that he's not crying right now, but Frank is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to...